Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Salamos a los hermanos en el nombre del Señor.
Amen. Now our brother has mentioned in his questions.
Las preguntas que nos han hecho.
I think we can spend the whole day over here. What the Lord has done and is doing is something there is no end. So I will try to combine all these questions into one. And give you a brief account of what the Lord has been doing during the past maybe 60 years.
Yo puedo hacer un breve relato de lo que Dios ha hecho en los últimos 70 años.
We want to give the glory to God.
Y queremos dar la gloria a Dios.
Because it is all His words.
It's all our things.
He may use different instruments.
Él puede usar diferentes instrumentos.
But it is the Lord who does all the work. So I hope our attention is not on persons. But through these persons, that we will see the Lord
teaching.
So far as the work in China is concerned, if you trace back to the beginning, it actually is for the prayers of two sisters.
De hecho, se llamó la oración de dos hermanas.
Sister Margaret E. Barber.
Margaret Barber.
And her niece.
Mrs. Sabrina.
They came to China. And they lived in a very small village near
Fuchao.
They realized that the future of God's work in China is in the hands of educated young people.
Y esto se debe que el futuro de la obra en China está en las manos de algunos pocos pequeños educación.
So these two sisters began to pray.
Entonces, esas dos hermanas comenzaron a orar.
And actually, it is through the prayer of these two sisters.
Y de hecho, fue a través de la oración de esas dos hermanas.
That God began a marvelous work in China.
Dios comenzó una obra maravillosa en China.
It first began in a college.
Comenzó entonces en una universidad.
Our dear brother Watchman Lee was studying there in that college.
Y nuestro amado hermano también estudiaba en esa universidad.
It was Trinity College.
Llamado Universidad Trinity.
Under the management of those missionaries from Ireland.
Bajo la administración de misioneros de fuera.
Actually, Watchman Lee, from the human standpoint, is a third generation Christian.
Watchman Lee, desde el punto humano, es la tercera generación de cristianos.
His grandfather was a pastor.
Su abuelo era un pastor.
But both his father and mother were nominal Christians. And even though Brother Lee was educated in a Christian college, he did not know the Lord.
Él no conocía al Señor.
And he had no desire to know the Lord.
No tenía ningún deseo de conocer al Señor.
But when he was 17 years old,
cuando tenía 17 años de edad,
his mother got saved.
Su mamá fue salva.
And after his mother got saved,
después de la salvación de su mamá,
she wanted to start a family meeting.
Ella deseaba comenzar la reunión en su familia, en su casa.
So she gathered the whole family together.
Ella reunió su familia.
And she went to the piano.
Y fue al piano.
Trying to play a hymn.
Y intentó tocar un himno.
But while she was there,
primero cuando ella estaba allí,
she was convicted by the Holy Spirit.
Ella fue convencida por el Espíritu Santo.
That she must ask pardon from his eldest son, Washington.
Él le preguntó a su hijo más viejo, Washington,
because at one time he disciplined Washington wrongly.
Y él tenía que pedir perdón, ¿no? Porque había disciplinado a él erróneamente, equivocadamente.
Because there was a precious vase broken.
Porque un vaso precioso dentro de la casa había sido quebrado.
And the mother thought he must be Washington for dead.
Y la mamá pensó, es probable que no haya hecho contra el vaso.
So she disciplined him.
Entonces él disciplinó a él.
And from that time onward, Watchman hated his mother.
Y desde aquel punto de no haber odiaba a su mamá.
But the Holy Spirit convicted Mother Lee.
Sin embargo, el Espíritu Santo convenció la madre de Mother Lee.
She must go to her son and ask for forgiveness. Now this was something never done in China. In China, the parents are never wrong.
In China, los padres nunca están errados.
And even if they did something wrong,
y aun que ellos tengan hecho una cosa errada,
never they will go to their children and ask for pardon.
Ellos nunca llegaron al punto de pedir perdón a sus hijos.
But the Holy Spirit deeply convicted Mother Lee.
El Espíritu Santo convenció profundamente a la madre de Mother Lee.
She was a very strong woman.
Ella era una mujer muy fuerte.
I know her very well.
Yo la conocía muy bien.
Because she treated me as one of his sons.
Porque ella trataba conmigo como si fuera uno de sus hijos.
But under the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
Sin embargo, bajo la convicción del Espíritu Santo,
she got up, went to her son.
Ella se levantó y fue a su hijo,
embraced
him, y le abrazó,
and asked for his forgiveness.
Y pidió que lo perdonara.
And this deeply touched one.
Y eso tocó la mano muy profundamente.
So when the mother invited him to hear Miss Donald Hughes speaking,
invitó a la mamá a oír la predicación de la señora Miss Donnelly.
He went.
Él fue.
The first night,
la primera noche,
he knew in his heart,
él sabía en su corazón,
that he must believe in the Lord Jesus.
Que debería creer en el Señor Jesucristo.
Receive the Lord Jesus as his personal Savior.
Recibió a Jesús como su Salvador personal.
But he couldn't do that.
Pero no podía hacer eso.
Because he was very brilliant. He has all his future mapped out. And he realized that if he received Jesus as his Savior, he had to surrender his life to Jesus as his Lord. And this was something he couldn't do. So he struggled over this matter. After a few days, in his own room, he was praying. And as he was praying, he told us that at that moment, he saw the blackness of his sins. And at the same time, the redness of the blood of the
Lord Jesus.
And the love of Christ so constrained him.
E a luz de Cristo o constrangiu.
So he surrendered himself to the
Lord.
So that was the beginning of his Christian life.
Isso foi o começo do seu ministério.
After he believed in the Lord Jesus.
Depois que ele creu no Senhor Jesus.
He loved the Word of God.
Ele amava a palavra de Deus.
So he read the Word of God a lot.
E leia muito a palavra de Deus.
And also he began to tackle his fellow students.
E ele também começou a falar com seus companheiros de escola.
He tried to convince them of the faith of the Lord Jesus.
E tentando convencê-los a crer no Senhor Jesus.
But nobody believed.
Sim, mas nada creu.
When they saw him coming,
quando eles viram que o irmão Luiz vinha,
they said the preacher is coming.
Eles ali, predicador.
So they went the other way.
Então eles iam para outro lado.
One day he met a missionary.
Um dia ele encontrou uma missionária,
Miss Rhodes.
A senhora Rhodes.
And Miss Rhodes asked him.
A senhora Rhodes perguntou.
After you believe in the Lord Jesus.
Depois que você creu no Senhor Jesus.
How many have you led to the Lord?
Quantas pessoas as conduzido a Cristo?
He said none.
Ele disse, nada.
But I have done my duty.
Não, 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 não.
He was there for.
Eles cumpriram isso, mas cometeram.
So Miss Rhodes asked him.
Então a senhora Rhodes perguntou.
Have you ever prayed for them?
Acaso já orasse por eles?
Já nela.
Ele disse, não.
Miss Rhodes said.
E a senhora Rhodes disse.
Better start to pray.
So
he began to put the names of his fellow students in a
book.
And he began to pray for them by their names.
He começou a orar por cada um dos nomes.
And within a year, almost all
were saved.
It was in 1923. Some students and some others who joined
them.
They wanted to have a revival meeting. So they invited a lady called Ruth Lee.
Yes, he invited a senora chamada Ruth Lee.
Now this lady was an atheist before.
Yes, the senora era uno que no quería en los antes.
But she was highly educated.
Senora tenía mucha educación en cultura.
And after she got saved,
después de que salvara,
she became the editor of a very famous Christian magazine.
Yes, se tornó editora de una revista cristiana muy famosa.
And they invited her to come and lead a revival meeting.
E eles invitaram essa irmã a vir e conduzir os encontros de avivamento.
Now, Brother Lee never met that lady.
A irmã nunca havia encontrado essa irmã. Conhecido, não conhecia ali.
But he was asked to go to the boat to meet that lady.
Seu irmão, ele queria encontrá-la em uma embarcação.
He didn't want to do that.
E ele não desejava fazer isso.
But in a dream, he saw that lady. So he went.
He went.
And he met her and saw her just as he saw her in the
dream.
And this is the Ruth Lee came. And preached to them. And the revival began. She was there only a few days.
Ele estou ali, apenas por 3 dias.
But the Spirit of God began to work.
Senhora, o Espírito de Deus começou a trabalhar.
So the meeting just continued on.
E ele, a reunião simplesmente continuou.
And most of them are students.
A maioria deles eram estudantes.
They even had a chair.
E não tinham cadeiras.
So whoever wanted to come to the meeting, bring their own chair.
Sí, Jesús sí quería venir a la reunión y él trae sus propios sillas.
And God began to work marvelously.
Y el Señor comenzó a trabajar maravilloso.
And these students, they went out on the streets.
Y los estudiantes fueron a las calles.
They put Bible verses hanging both front and back.
Y tenían versículos bíblicos colgados en la frente y tenían sus espaldas.
And they preached the gospel.
Y predicaron el evangelio.
And this was the revival in Kuchao.
Y así ocurrió el revivalmente en Kuchao.
And out of that revival,
y de ese revivalmente,
they began to have regular meetings.
Empezaron a tener encuentros regulares.
But in the beginning,
no en el principio,
the emphasis is mainly on evangelism.
Mayoritariamente en el evangelismo.
Which was the right emphasis.
Que era la emphasis correcta.
So, these young men,
because these colonies,
they not only in their city preaching the gospel,
dedicaban los que no solo en la ciudad donde habitaban,
during vacations,
durante las vacaciones,
they went to other cities, to country places.
Y sus pueblos y ciudades en áreas rurales
to preach the gospel.
Predicar el evangelio.
And seven of them,
siete de ellos,
were more or less in a responsible situation.
Eran responsables.
And every Friday,
cada viernes,
these seven brothers will come together.
Esos siete hermanos se reunieron.
Now remember, they were very young.
And
the oldest one was formerly a naval officer.
El más viejo de ellos era un oficial de la marina.
And Friday evening they met together.
Y los viernes ellos se reunieron.
And they were trying to talk about what they were to do next.
Intentaban de discutir hablar más de lo que iban a hacer.
And it so happened that Brother Lee and that brother always conflicted. Brother Lee had his idea. And that brother has his own idea. That older brother seemed to always get the upper hand.
Y el hermano más mayor siempre parecía estar teniendo la razón.
So Brother Lee was very frustrated.
Y el hermano Lee estaba muy frustrado con eso.
So usually on Saturday,
entonces en los sábados,
he would go to see his father.
El hermano Lee iba a visitar a señora padre.
And he would complain to her.
Y reclamaba para ella.
And his father always said,
el hermano padre siempre decía,
the young submit to the old.
And he was a little bit
So on Saturday he went to see his father.
Entonces el sábado él fue a ver su madre.
And he felt sure this time his father will agree with him.
Y estaba seguro de esta vez la señora madre va a cobrar conmigo.
But after he mentioned it to his father,
sin embargo después que ha contado todo a la señora madre,
his father said the young obey the old.
La señora madre respondió: el joven debe someterse al mayor.
And his father even said, do you know what you are doing?
¿Sabes qué estás haciendo?
Is that the spirit of the land?
¿Es el espíritu del cordero?
And Brother Lee was very, very solemn. But thank God. This opened the eye of our
children.
So he testified to us. It is because of such dealing. During his early days.
Pues gracias a tratamientos como ese en sus años de juventud,
that he was able to work together with all the other brothers
and sisters.
He was literally under the cross.
Estaba literalmente bajo la cruz.
He wrote something about it.
Sobre isso o Senhor nos e foi publicado com o nome Meditações bajo la cruz.
But the Lord began to open the eyes of
Washington.
After he was saved,
depois que fui salvo,
the first thing the Lord convinced me,
a primeira coisa que o Senhor me convenceu,
was on the matter of baptism.
Era acerca do batismo.
You know, he was brought up in a Methodist church.
Ele sido criado em uma pessoa na igreja metodista.
And as a baby, he was sprinkled.
E havia sido
But the Lord showed him.
Batizado com a criança, o Senhor me mostrou.
Believe and be baptized.
Crê e se batizado.
And you shall be saved.
E será salvo.
So he was convinced of baptism by immersion.
Entonces ha sido convencido del bautismo por inmersión.
So one day,
entonces un día,
he told his mother,
le habló con su madre,
he was going to his father's place,
que iba a conversar con la señora madre,
and had baptism by immersion,
y se bautizaba por inmersión.
And his mother said, I'll go with you.
Y su madre dijo, le voy contigo.
So they were baptized together.
Y ambos fueron bautizados juntos.
And after they were baptized,
después que fueron bautizados,
the next thing the Lord reminded Brother Lee,
la próxima cosa que el Señor les hizo a hermano Lee acordar,
about the Lord's table,
acerca de la mesa del Señor.
You know, in the organized church,
en la iglesia organizada,
you have communion.
Hay comunión.
And sometimes, in some places, twice a year.
Algunas veces, en algunos lugares, la comunión,
in other places, once a month.
Una vez al mes.
But it was more of a ceremony.
Embora fosse uma cerimônia.
And Brother Lee was convinced.
Meu irmão estava convencido.
That the Lord's table is remember the Lord.
Que a mesa do Senhor não se recorda do Senhor.
It is not a ritual.
Não é um ritual.
And thank God.
E graças a Deus.
He was convinced.
Ele foi convencido.
The naval officer was convinced.
Aquele oficial da marinha foi convencido.
His wife was convinced.
Sua esposa foi convencida.
The naval officer's wife.
A esposa do oficial da marinha.
And Mother Lee too.
E a mãe do Mother Lee também.
So the four of them began to break bread together.
E assim os quatro começaram a partir de pão juntos.
And the work began to grow.
Na hora começou a crescer.
But as they were growing in the Lord.
Pero a medida que estaban creciendo en el Señor.
The Lord began to open the eyes of our dear brother Washington.
El Señor comenzó a abrir los ojos de nuestro amado hermano Washington.
He began to see.
Él comenzó a ver.
That evangelism is not the end.
Que el evangelismo no es el fin.
Why should people be saved?
¿Por qué las personas deberían ser salvas?
God's purpose is that those saved ones be gathered together.
El propósito de Dios es que aquellos que son salvos estén juntos.
Be a church, a living church, a testimony to the Lord.
Y ser una iglesia viva, un testimonio para el Señor.
So he began to speak among the brothers and sisters.
Así comenzó a hablar entre los hermanos y hermanas.
But they were not ready for that.
Sin embargo, ellos no estaban listos para eso.
Their whole heart was on evangelism.
Y todo su corazón estaba en la manifestación.
They thought that was the end.
Y ellos pensaban en la manifestación, es el fin.
They couldn't see that those who are saved.
Ellos no podían ver que aquellos que son salvos
need to be discipled to Christ.
Necesitan tomarse discípulos para Cristo.
And to be a living testimony to the Lord Jesus.
Y deben ser testigos vivos para el Señor Jesús.
And because of the difference of opinion.
Y debido a la diferencia de opinión.
And also at the same time.
Y al mismo tiempo.
The bigger brother.
The older brother. El hermano mayor.
Often pressure brother Lee.
Y frecuentemente tiene conflictos con el hermano Lee.
He wanted to invite a missionary to come.
Que deseaba invitar a una misionera a venir.
And ordain them.
Y que ellos los ordenasen.
But Brother Lee opposed it.
Sin embargo, el hermano Lee se opuso a eso.
He felt that this was not in the will of God.
Él sentía que eso no estaba en la palabra de Dios.
He believed in divine ordination.
El hermano Lee creía en la ordenación divina.
not human ordination,
não tinha ordenação humana.
And because of this,
e por isso,
when he was away preaching the gospel,
quando ele estava um tempo pregando o evangelho,
when he came back,
quando ele regressou,
they excommunicated him.
Eles lhe echaram fora.
They wouldn't allow him to speak again.
Não lhe permitiriam falar mais.
And many brothers and sisters,
muitos irmãos e irmãs,
wanted to fight for Brother Lee.
Desejavam pelear a favor do irmão Lee.
A Brother Lee came down.
O irmão Lee muito bom.
And he quietly left.
E ele saiu.
He went to a village.
Foi a uma pequena cidade.
And he stayed.
E ele se quedou ali.
And during that period, he began to travel in different provinces.
E durante esse período, ele viajava em diferentes províncias.
Preaching the gospel.
Preaching the gospel.
And to make this long story short.
E para acordar a história.
In 1926.
Em 1926.
He went to Shanghai.
E foi para Shanghai.
That was in the east coast of China.
É na costa este da China.
And when he went there,
quando chegou a Shanghai,
there were a few sisters.
Havia algumas irmãs.
Ruth B, that sister who introduced the revival in the beginning, was there too.
A irmã Ruth B, que tinha começado o revivamento, estava lá também.
And some other sisters.
E algumas outras irmãs.
They loved the Lord.
Eles amavam o Senhor.
They were used by the Lord.
Foram usados pelo Senhor.
And the Lord began to open their eyes.
O Senhor começou a abrir seus olhos.
No, when first Brother Lee shared with Ruth Lee.
Quando Brother Lee compartilhou por primeira vez com Ruth Lee.
About this matter of the church.
Acerca desse assunto da igreja.
Ruth Lee didn't believe it.
Mas Mama Ruth Lee não creu.
But at that time she did.
Minha mãe não naquela ocasião.
So a few of them wrote prayer in the home.
Já creu. Alguns poucos deles começaram a fazer o nosso caso.
That was the real beginning of God's move in China.
Esse é o começo real do movimento de Deus em China.
Because it was a pure beginning.
Porque assim era o começo puro.
And out of that,
nisso todo,
the Lord began to add people.
O Senhor começou a añadir pessoas a ele.
So they moved out of the private home.
Então saíram de uma casa em particular.
They rent an apartment.
Arrendaram um apartamento.
And they began to meet there.
E começaram a reunir.
It was there I met Washington. I was a student in high school.
Eu era um estudante na ensinança dele.
I came from a Christian family.
Venia de uma família cristiana.
My father was a pastor in a Methodist church.
Meu pai era um pastor na igreja metodista.
And we loved the Lord.
E amava o Senhor.
We had a family altar every night.
Nós tínhamos um encontro familiar toda noite.
And from my childhood,
e desde minha infância,
I studied in mission school.
Eu estudava em escola missionária.
I knew all about Bible stories.
E conhecia todas as histórias bíblicas,
but I was not saved.
Não, eu não sabia.
I knew Jesus is the Savior.
Eu sabia que Jesus é o Salvador.
I had no doubt about it.
Não tenho dúvidas sobre isso.
But I felt I'm too good. I don't need Him.
Não, eu pensava que era muito bom. Eu não necessitava dele.
I'm not a sinner.
Eu não sou um pecador.
He came to save sinners.
Jesus vinha para salvar os pecadores.
But I'm not
one. Não, eu não considerava uma deles.
So I did not believe.
Então eu não creio.
Mentally I did.
Então eu não creio.
In my heart.
No meu coração, não.
In 1930.
Em 1930.
1939.
1939.
I was very sick. I was
tired.
As a young man, I didn't want to die.
Como um pobre, eu não queria morrer.
So of course I prayed.
Yes.
My father prayed for me.
Meu pai orou por mim.
Missionary prayed for me.
Missionaries oraram por mim.
And out of death, God raised me.
E Deus me resgatou da morte.
After a few months,
depois de poucos meses,
I was able to go back to
school. Eu pude regressar à terra.
I was so grateful to God.
E tão agradecido a Deus.
I did not know him.
Eu não o conhecia.
But I know there was a God. And I want to express my gratitude to him. I want to do something for him. So when I went back to school, a classmate of mine came to me as a good organizer of Christian activities in the school. That was my opportunity. So I said, of course, everything to organize Christian activities.
We have families,
we have families,
one evening,
in the library, and invited fellow students and teachers to come and join us. But none of us was there. It was just a religious activity. So before I was saved, I left
prayer meetings.
It was easy. I went to my father's library,
picked
a book on prayer, memorized the contents, and went there to preach it. And after I told my fellow students how God answered prayer, then I asked everybody to kneel down and pray. And some fellow students began to laugh. And I scolded them.
I
said it was serious before God.
Eu digo, eu sei que ele se para Deus.
That was the way I led prayer meetings.
E assim é a maneira como eu conduzia as reuniões de oração.
And I preached before I was saved.
E eu predicava antes de ser salvo.
It was easy.
Foi muito fácil.
So I went out of the
library. E eu não queria papá.
Find a book on preaching.
Gostava de ler sobre como predicar.
And I got a book on famous American preacher.
Busquei um livro de predicador americano famoso.
Joel. And I choose a sermon.
Escolhi um sermão.
Called Noah's Ark.
Chamado El Arca de Noé.
I translated it into Chinese.
E traduzi a chino.
Memorized it.
Memorizei.
And I preach it.
E predicava.
After I finished preaching, I felt good.
E depois de terminar a publicação, me sentia grande.
But the one thing I regret.
Se não há alguma coisa para isso, isso
é nobody praised me.
Ninguém me elogiava.
But it was during that year.
Se não há sido durante aquele ano.
When I was trying to serve God.
Eu estava tentando servir a Deus.
Trying to repay my debt to God. Very strange. The Holy Spirit began to convict me of my sin. Nobody pointed his finger at me. But the Holy Spirit showed me my sin. I felt that my whole being was just sin. As a young man, I sometimes find myself because of my sin. I knew mentally Jesus is the Savior. I knew
him.
But somehow, he delayed
it.
For a whole year, I sought
him. Whenever
there was a revival meeting, I was there. I heard some famous preachers of the room.
Eu li alguns predicadores famosos, por exemplo.
I went to the altar many times.
Eu li na altar muitas vezes.
I wept over my sins.
E orava por meus pecados.
And nothing happened.
Não era nada daquilo.
And it was about a year.
E isso não se perdeu mais.
In 1930.
1930.
I attended a summer conference.
Eu participei numa conferência de verão.
With the intention of getting saved.
Com o objetivo de ser salvado.
But day after day passed.
Semana passava dia após dia.
Nothing happened.
Nada acontecia.
I saw other people got saved.
Eu vi outras pessoas que eram salvas.
But I was not.
Não era eu.
So one day I was in the dormitory.
Então um dia estava na habitação.
All by myself.
So,
I didn't know whether I was praying or just speaking to myself.
Não sei se eu estava orando ou falando comigo mesmo.
But I told the Lord. I said, Lord Jesus, why is it?
Por que é isso?
Other people get saved so easily.
Por que as pessoas são salvas tão facilmente?
But it's so hard for me.
Pero é tão difícil para mim.
Now I've heard some people say.
Agora ouvi alguém dizendo.
People can be gospel hardened.
As pessoas podem ser endurecidas por não ter.
Because they knew the gospel too well.
Porque eles conheciam a fé tão bem.
So they can harden.
E eles se tornaram duros.
Well, I say I must be better.
Então, eu vou ser uma vez que eu
sou. So I told the Lord.
Então, Senhor, eu vou ser uma
vez. I say, Lord.
Eu sou o Senhor.
If you want to save me.
Se tu queres me salvar.
Save me now.
Me salva agora.
If you don't do it now.
E se não estiver nessa hora.
Goodbye.
Adeus.
God.
Do my heart. Deus conhecia meu coração.
The very afternoon you met me.
Em aquela tarde, eu olhava.
Não foi o preacher.
Não foi a primeira afirmação.
The preacher preached on John 3:16.
O predicador predicou acerca de João 3:16.
I knew it so well.
Eu conheci tão bem o versículo.
But after the meeting was over.
Mas depois que terminou o encontro, a reunião.
Still nothing happened.
Nada ocorreu.
As I walked
out. Quando eu caminhava saindo.
A challenge.
O predicador tinha.
He stopped. And he asked me humbly a question. He said, "Are you saved?" Probably he saw me weeping at the altar. So he thought maybe I was saved.
I have to be honest.
I said, "I hope." So he stopped. Everybody left. And he asked me, do you believe the Bible as the word of God? I said, from my childhood. So when he opened the Bible, the 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. And he asked me to
read it. If we confess our
sins, we confess our sins. God is faithful and righteous.
O Senhor é fiel e justo.
To forgive our sins.
Para perdoar nossos pecados.
And to cleanse us from all our righteousness.
E limpar de toda nossa injustiça.
He said, do you believe this word?
Ele disse, crês nessa palavra?
I said, of course I do.
Claro que creio.
He said, okay.
Ele disse, sim, amém.
Put your name in it.
Teu nome.
If so and so confesses it.
Sim. Esse é o nome que confessa os pecados.
God is faithful and righteous.
Deus é fiel e justo.
To forgive his sins and to cleanse him from all his iniquities.
Para perdoar seus pecados e limpar de todas as iniquidades.
He asked me to meet him twice.
Ele perguntou para mim uma vez, ele
perguntou para mim uma vez. And then he said, let's pray.
Ele disse, vamos orar.
So we have that.
Então, se nós
orarmos,
right? Just a little more.
So I stopped
to pray.
I confessed to the Lord.
Eu confessei ao Senhor.
Every sin that I could remember.
Todo pecado que eu podia
recordar. And then I told the Lord.
Então eu lembro ao Senhor.
There are many sins I have forgotten.
Há muitos pecados que eu havia olvidado.
But you know what they are.
Eu não sei os nomes.
Now I confess my sin as I have said.
Agora eu confesso meus pecados.
I have done my part.
Eu fiz o meu parte.
It's all up to you now.
Agora tem que ser o meu parte.
And in my heart.
No meu coração.
I really believe
it. Eu realmente
dear brothers and sisters,
irmãos e irmãs,
espero
que tenham uma oração. Eu me
levantei.
Aleluia.
And this picture asked me,
e esse pregador me perguntou:
are you saved?
Eres salvo?
I say, I don't say.
Eu disse: sou salvo.
He said, how do you know?
E como sabes?
Well, I say, for who here?
Eu digo: por todo mundo.
The burden of sin was upon me.
A carga de pecado estava sobre mim.
It's all gone.
Então se foi a onde? Ele disse: não.
Instantly.
Instantaneamente.
I said, I know I was saved.